Your scripture truly is a masterclass of writing and storytelling, which shouldn't surprise us because we know that it's so much more than that. That while it is written by humans, it is guided by the Holy Spirit and is the very word of God himself. Because even though we may hear the same stories over and over again, there's always going to be some small detail to be found, which makes us see us the story in a completely new way and deepen its meaning entirely. And the gospel today is a perfect example of this. For it appears to be an insignificant description in the midst of a long gospel passage with a lot happening, shows that it is not the devil, but God, who is in the details of our life. And it is in those details where he shows his immense love and care for us. And so what is this detail in our gospel that changes everything? When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. A charcoal fire. Seems simple enough. Except Jesus knew exactly what he was doing, and John, the gospel writer, noticed. So let's consider when the last time was that Peter and Jesus were around a charcoal fire. It was the very night of Jesus' passion, and we hear that Peter went to warm himself by a charcoal fire, where he would be asked if he knew Jesus three times, and Peter would deny him three times. And after this denial, Peter would look and he would lock eyes with Jesus, becoming fully aware of what he just did. Just imagine the effect that this experience must have had on Peter. And I wonder if every time he saw a fire, he was probably brought back that night of his denial. Maybe he even dreaded the darkening of the day and the coming of night, because even the small flame of a candle would remind him of the three times he said, "I do not know him." And I wonder what Peter was thinking then as he ran to our Lord in the gospel, and what does he see that our Lord had made and was standing by but a charcoal fire, the very symbol of Peter's betrayal? Jesus had recreated this scene on the night of the Passion. And this time, though, he asks Peter, "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." "Peter, do you love me?" "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." With each question, it was almost as if Jesus allowed Peter to go back and rewrite the script. No more would a charcoal fire make Peter think of that shameful night of his denial. No more would a flickering flame at night make him avert his eyes in shame. Jesus, in this moment, redeemed the past of Peter. Now, upon seeing a charcoal fire, Peter would not think of the darkness of the night, but the dawning of a new day. He would not think of being surrounded by soldiers and people accusing him, but now he would think of it as gathering around with his disciples and friends, his risen Lord, sharing a meal of fish and bread along the beach. And most importantly, of telling the Lord three times, "I love you, I love you, I love you." This is what the risen Lord does. He rewrites the story. He changes the script. Peter is no longer the one who denied Jesus by a charcoal fire three times. He is now the one who three times at a charcoal fire tells him, "I love you." And Jesus rewrites our story. He takes whatever makes us ashamed and he changes the narrative. He rewrites the script, rewrites our past. The tomb is empty. So what story that is in your past will he rewrite for you?